Hi, I'm Bob Vasquez with a random thought. Being that I teach customer service, I'm extra interested in the service provided, especially at the restaurants that we eat at. Our favorite restaurant is Texas Roadhouse in Monument, Colorado, where we live. We've been eating Sunday lunch there for years, maybe decades. We like the food, the atmosphere, and particularly the great service. Lynn is there to greet us with a big hug every Sunday, and Harrison already has our drinks on the table even before we get to it, except today. Oh no, this isn't a critical story. It's on us, actually. You see, we always, or almost always, have the same drinks every week. Deb has sweet iced tea, and I have Diet Coke. But not today. We were just being kids again, I suppose, but we decided to drink differently. Well, actually, Deb did. The drinks have to complement the meal, you know. That's why you order a certain type of wine with a particular meal. Or maybe you've been watching too much Food Network. Instead of sweet tea, Deb wanted a Dr. Pepper to go with her hamburger, which she very seldom has. She's more of a salmon and sweet potato person. So we get to our table, and Harrison has already set the table with a Diet Coke for me and a sweet tea for Deb. Now what shall we do? We actually had to have a family meeting to figure this out. We did, and we had a great meal. My point is that servers of any kind, especially if they intend to provide great service, will try to anticipate your needs before you ask. It's really great when our drinks, the right ones, are already at the table before we're even seated. It makes us feel special, which we are, by the way. Just saying. But if your desires or needs change, first, don't blame the server. And just as importantly, tell the server before you change it up, if at all possible. In our case, it was too late for that. Although Deb had thought of it, but Harrison is too quick for us. Too good a server, maybe. Nah. I give Harrison all the credit for providing great customer service. We'll probably go back to our regular orders next week since we're a couple of old fuddy-duddies. It'll be interesting to see if he hesitates. I'll keep you posted. Until next thought, I'm Bob Vasquez.